Greetings. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. In this podcast, we will preview opportunities and resources to help you stay connected and stay engaged in the Austin area. This podcast outlines a few engagement opportunities in our community from Tuesday, February 16th to Monday, February 22nd. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. We'll start this week with an activity commemorating the Lunar New Year. On February 12th, just a few days ago, the Asian American Cultural Center held a virtual Lunar New Year celebration welcoming the arrival of the Year of the Golden Ox. If you missed it, you can use the link on the podcast calendar to view the program and individual performances. Cultural presentations from Chinese, Korean, Indian, Japanese, and Hawaiian traditions are highlighted. We have a lot to share in this week's podcast and can't get to all of the events on the calendar, so be sure to visit the podcast website. Scroll down past the podcast episodes and podcast platforms to see the list of events. There are a few events related to climate change, a few events relating to health access, and events relating to school safety and the need to address the challenge of distracted driving. I would be remiss if I didn't highlight an event being hosted by CAN, the Community Advancement Network, focused on a tool that we have been developing and will present publicly for the first time on Tuesday at 11 a.m. The new resource we will be discussing is called our Race Equity Action Framework, a tool that couples data outlining racial disparities with information about existing efforts aimed at addressing these disparities. The goal is to create a resource that our local community can use to understand the breadth of the issues involved and the work that remains to be done to advance racial equity. Also, with regard to racial equity, the last installment of the series, The Path to Equity, takes place on Thursday. The topic is political influence and involvement. How can we best wield our individual and collective political influence toward meaningful systemic change? A community reflection on this topic, called the After Show, takes place the following Tuesday. We move on to a couple of recurring events relating to the pandemic response. A check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around COVID-19 is hosted three times a week by the Community Resilience Trust. The check-in calls take place on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 9 a.m. On most weekdays at 7 p.m., Mayor Steve Adler hosts Got a Minute, a program on Facebook Live where he provides an update on the COVID-19 response and related issues. The YWCA of Greater Austin hosts a dialogue opportunity called Survival Mode each Thursday at noon. Survival Mode offers an opportunity to process, connect, and mobilize during this time of constant community threats and cultural reckoning. The last event I'll highlight that relates to the pandemic response is a distribution event where families can get free PPE as well as household and hygiene products. The distribution is Saturday, February 20th at multiple locations. In partnership with Procter & Gamble, about a dozen community partners will distribute $200,000 plus worth of supplies to communities in Eastern Travis County. Go to upliftaustin.com to find the locations, to volunteer, or to donate. To close out this week's podcast, we'll end with activities relating to Black History Month and with a quote or two from Toni Morrison, whose birthday is this week on February 18th. First, the events. On February 16th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., you can pick up Black History Month Youth Craft Kits from the Austin Public Library. Call your neighborhood branch to make sure that they have those kits available for curbside pickup. Another children's event to consider is a reading of the book Elle's Mirror, written by Austin-based authors Ellison and Babu Blakes. You may know Mr. Blakes as a local educator who also happens to possess serious hip-hop sensibilities. The reading takes place on February 18th at 10 a.m. and is co-hosted by the Bob Bullock Museum and the George Washington Carver Cultural Center. ACC is hosting virtual activities throughout Black History Month, with the selected theme for 2021 being the future of Black America. This week, you can participate in the dialogue called Salon and Barbershop Talk, an event focusing on the identity development of the Black community. On Monday, February 2nd, ACC presents a screening and discussion of White Scripts and Black Supermen. This documentary by Jonathan Gales is a valuable and colorful examination of 40 years of changing representations of Black masculinity in a significant area of popular culture, that is, comic books. That's right, we are promoting meaningful conversations about comic books in the Can podcast. We turn our attention to the wisdom of Toni Morrison as the podcast comes to a close. Morrison was an American novelist, essayist, book editor, and college professor. She was awarded the Pulitzer Prize in Fiction in 1987 and the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1993. She passed to the next life less than 2 years ago, but her spirit and her legacy remain strong with us. I want to share a couple of quotes that I consider to be of the same vein. The first is, "If there is a book that you want to read, but it hasn't been written yet, you must be the one to write it." I took this approach in writing a book that describes a theory I had about the concept of hope. I looked for a book that described what I was thinking about the subject, but I never found the book, so I just wrote down my own thoughts on the subject based on my own life experience, and it just seemed that it was the book I had been searching for this whole time. The second quote upon which I wish to draw is related to the first. Morrison reminds us, "You are your best thing." I'll repeat in case you missed it. You are your best thing. We often don't see ourselves as great or as being able to do great things because of our insecurities or because of the risks, real or perceived, that are involved. May we all create the conditions and adopt a mindset that will allow our greatness to shine through. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of Can's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please, be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.